Dr. Pinsky's dictating a supplemental report on Randy, R-A-N-D-Y, Hart, H-A-R-T. As you know, I recently evaluated Mr. Hart as described in my report of 3-26-23, but at that time I was not in receipt of any medical documentation to review. Baird, you have not provided me with such documentation. Baird, in paragraph, this shows he was seen by pain specialist Dr. Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S, on 2-25-20. Baird offered complaints involving his neck and lower back, both with radiation. Baird, he did not convey a mechanism of injury that precipitated these symptoms. Baird, it was noted he had already undergone surgery on the cervical lumbar spine as seen by his healed surgical scars. Baird, he also had a lumbar MRI on 9-6-18. Baird had L4-5 and L5-S1. They were fusions with hardware. Baird, a cervical MRI on 6-26-19 revealed disc protrusion at C3-4, comma, disc bulge in the C6-7, comma, and fusion with hardware at C5-6. Baird, Dr. Reyes diagnosed cervicalgia, comma, cervical verticillopathy, comma, status post cervical fusion surgery, comma, lumbago, comma, lumbar facet syndrome, comma, lumbar verticillopathy, comma, status post lumbar surgery, comma, and muscle spasm. Baird, he also noted a functional evaluation report based upon the fifth edition impairment reading. Baird, this reportedly gave a 28% whole body impairment level. Baird, Dr. Reyes then continued him on pain medication. And followed his progress closely over the ensuing years. Baird, he did accept therapeutic injections. Baird, at the last visit on 5-2-22, it was noted that another, scratch that, it was noted on the visit of 5-22-22 that he remained on oxycodone 15 milligrams, one tablet every 6 hours. Baird, on the prior visit, it was noted he had another lumbar MRI done on 9-18-21. Baird at L2-3, there was disc bulging, comma, L4-5, fusion with hardware, comma, and L5-S1 with laminectomy defect and fusion with hardware. Baird, new paragraph on 8-12-20, Dr. Reyes performed a lumbar epidural injection. Baird, this was repeated on 11-4-20. Baird, cervical spine x-rays were done on 127-21. Baird, they showed status post discectomy and anterior cervical fusion satisfactorily aligned with solid fusion at the level of C5 and C6. Baird, there was moderate degenerative disc disease below the fusion level at the level of C6-7. Baird, he did participate in a functional capacity evaluation on 4-20-21. Baird, typically this is not designed to generate an impairment reading. Baird, it nevertheless did, and appears to be computer generated based upon range of motion of the lumbar spine, comma, the lower extremities, comma, feet, comma, hips, comma, knees, comma, and ankles. Okay, this was generated by pain specialist Dr. Lee. Period. On 7/14/21, Dr. Reyes performed another lumbar epidural injection. Period. Another lumbar MRI was done on 9/18/21, compared to a study of 3/28/17. Period. Again, seen with post-surgical changes from the previous fusion at L4-5-S1. There was mild disc bulging at L2-3 with no significant stenosis or significant change. And lastly, he had x-rays of the hip and pelvis on 4/2/2022 that were unremarkable. Next section, findings and conclusions. After review of the aforementioned records in correlation with my recent evaluation, I've arrived at the following professional opinions with a reasonable degree of medical probability. Period. I would now offer an assessment of disability at the cervical and lumbar spines, regardless of cause. Period. The treatment covered during the breadth of the medical documentation is entirely palliative. Period. It did document surgeries on the lumbar spine and cervical spine. Period. His most recent MRI studies did not show substantive objective worsening compared to those done earlier. Period. Regardless of cause, I would offer 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lumbar spine. Period. There is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. There is no new documentation relative to his alleged pulmonary disability from mold exposure. Period. And that is the end.